Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we educate and empower your body's natural ability to heal. From infants to grandparents, we're creating healthier families across Columbus. Start your wellness journey at AbilityChiro.com.
Divide the locker room today, because now you got people pissing all over Saquon Barkley. Now you got a guy making a political statement. To me, I've been to the White House. I've been honored at the White House for a team winning a championship. I didn't give a shit who was in the White House. I told Howard Eskin last hour, I took a spoon and some napkins and had the president's seal on it. I thought it was a great time. You know, days like this were made for two guys in the world, and I know who they were made for. They were made for me and the godfather of Philly sports talk. That is the legendary Angelo Cataldi. And he joins us, weak mouse and all.
Dan, I wish you were here the last 15 minutes. When something goes wrong with my computer, I start screaming for my wife, and we both are just, and my mouse went dead. Even now, it's barely hanging on. But I guess I don't need it. Anyway, thank you for your, I'm sorry I'm late. I got all screwed up. Nothing new in this house.
All right. Let me ask you, you know what?
Right.
Howard had a different opinion of me. I'm more that February 9th, you won as a team. You performed as a team, and you're being honored as a team. I don't know. To me, you know, I think you say you don't want it to be political, but you made it political, especially what would happen with Barkley the day before. Angelo, him not going to the White House means what to you?
It's ridiculous. All right. The whole concept that you can't go to the White House for something that you have earned, that is one of the great honors of a season for any team. You can't go there because you don't agree with the politics of the guy who currently resides in the White House. That's totally absurd. In other words, now, whenever a team goes, it's like a tacit endorsement of what that president represents. No, go to the friggin' White House. He's not going to ask you your political views on immigration or abortion. He's there to honor what you did on the field. And it is a great, it's another opportunity for fans to revel in the success of the season. And anybody that wants to turn it into anything else is a jackass, all right? It's that simple, Dan. And if somebody's got a different opinion, let me clue you in. You're friggin' wrong, all right? You're wrong. You're politicizing something that has never been political until you did it. So stop doing it and go to the damn White House.
How about this one, Angelo? And people don't get the relationship that Barkley had with Trump. It's because of his uncle, Iran Barkley, who boxed at the Taj Mahal and some of the casinos in Atlantic City. And he has known him since he was 10 years old. That's his uncle. So there was a built-in relationship. And then what he tweeted out, I thought, was exactly how I felt when I went, hey, man, what, you think I believed in what Clinton or anybody else had an idea? I mean, I didn't even know what the hell he was talking about. What, NAFTA? What are you talking about? I'm here to have a meal, and I'm here to be honored, man. I mean, we did something as a team, and do you believe he divided also the Philly fan base now? I mean, how do you not divide half the fan base? Pennsylvania did go Republican, and now you got half the fan base pissed off at Hurts, half the fan base pissed off at Barkley. This looked like it's like, I mean, this was really unnecessary. How do you look at that part of this?
Totally unnecessary. I don't think it breaks up the locker room. I don't think they're going to gather together for the, you know, off-season workouts and go, oh, how dare you go to the White House? It's, come on. I mean, people are so stupid sometimes because they happen to have a strong opinion politically. I have a strong opinion politically. This isn't politics. This is an honor for a great sports team. And the fans enjoy it. It's for the fans as much as it is for the players. And Dan, the whole thing is so stupid. Honestly, it is. It's not going to fracture the locker room. Anybody that's not going to root for Saquon Barkley after this season he just had, and the championship he just handed you, because he is in some way in your warped mind aligned with the current president. You seriously need therapy. You need a psychologist. I got to go with Dr. Fish if you need him, right? I've used him a few times. There's something wrong with you if you're turning that into a big thing. It's not. It's just an honor for a great sports team. That's it. And Barkley has every right to play golf with Trump. If Trump asks him to play golf with him, he has he can do whatever he wants. You know what I'm concerned about, Barkley? When they hand him the football, throw him the football, get your ass to the end zone like you did brilliantly last year. Hooray. That's it. We don't need this on his way to the end zone. Anybody's going, Jerry, I wonder what Barkley thinks about abortion. Where does he stand on that issue?
Yeah.
Before he gets in the end zone, I got to make a decision on whether I can root for this guy. I mean, give me a freaking break, will you please?
How do you think this will affect Eagle fans? Jalen Hurts not going. I mean,
it won't affect any of them. It's a media issue. It's a media issue. All right. The fans, look, the Eagles have a lot of great Trump supporters who are great Eagles fans. And I'm sure that so does the Democrat. A lot of Eagle fans are Democrat. They don't want to spend all those years before those games. Nobody ever went. And the big thing for me is if we win, it's a win for the Democrats. But it's not. It's got nothing to do with that. Stop trying to make it into something it isn't so it creates a furor. No. And I would be saying this if I was still on the air. And I love to stir stuff up when I thought something was there. This is bogus. But it's a non-issue that I'm angry they didn't go 7 years ago. They should have gone when they won the first time. That was a dumb decision. Clearly, they figured that out in the 7 years because they immediately said yes this time. And they went today and they got an honor that they had earned. And that's the whole story. And anybody who doesn't think that is a moron, all right? And it's a tiny minority of people. Most people don't give a damn what the politics are of the players on the field. And if you do, you're a moron. So know that now.
That's right. It's kind of exactly what went on with the Shedeur Sanders stuff over the weekend. Is that you made an obnoxious narrative over something that was, quite frankly, everyone was saying this guy. Hey, like Damian Woody said, hey, the NFL looked at him and said he's not good enough. And what people didn't like was that the media had been building this kid up for the last 2 years, and they made him into something when the NFL went like this. Angelo, I tell people this. The NFL's in the business of winning. And there's no color to that. They are racist. You know what it's for? Green. Anything that makes them money. They are the most racist person on the planet if it's green. That's the only color they like. Other than that, don't put anybody in there, man. Look at what they did to Deshaun Watson. They had 25 sexual assault cases against him. They gave him a raise. I mean, come on.
That was a little extreme. But let me just say this. All right, the Sanders thing. I wrote about it on my blog today, AngeloCatale.com. It's one of many things I covered, including Howie's draft and the ridiculous praise he's receiving. But the thing with Sanders is he dropped to the fifth round because Shedeur Sanders was a package deal. You understand? It was him and his rotten attitude, which he learned from his idiot father, Dion. And the fact of the matter is, and this story came out just today, that a number of owners demanded from their war room that they remove him entirely from the board because they knew that it wasn't just Shedeur who was covered in, it was Dion. And that Dion was going to have his fingerprints all over everything. If you didn't start him the first week, he'd be out there making a stir. Nobody needed that. So you had the kid with a rotten attitude he learned from his egomaniac father. And then you were getting both of them. And that's, boy, then he better be Peyton Manning. He better be Tom Brady, because you're going to be dealing with a lot of garbage you don't want to deal with. And that's the biggest reason he dropped. Because if he didn't have Deion Sanders as his father, he would have gone in the first round. I truly believe that. Deion Sanders was the reason that kid dropped to the fifth round. And there's a great rumor, if you want some juice, NJ.com, Eagles were ready to pick him in the fifth round.
Oh, I heard
when
that.
Cleveland jumped up and grabbed him right ahead of him. And I am thrilled the Eagles did not get him, because why do you want that distraction? You've got one of the best quarterbacks in the game. You've got a good room. You've got a good culture. You want to try to mess it with that guard? No. I'm glad they didn't do that, but wouldn't have shocked me. When it was getting that late, Dan, I was thinking, how he's starting to see value here. How he looks for value. How he loves value. And it wouldn't have shocked me if they took him and opened up a Pandora's box that they did not need. Not after a championship.
All right, let's get to that Eagle, and let's get to your opinions on it. What do you make of the 3 days that Howie had from the first-round pick, the linebacker out of Bama, all the way through Saturday night?
Well, I read every report card I could get my eyes on, and almost everyone said the same thing. Here goes Howie. Howie does it again. And they went in with the premise that Howie can do no wrong. Well, I was there for a lot of time, a lot of draft for Howie botched them totally. And Howie's playing to it now. He's going, I know he didn't set a record for trades this year, but hey, it's something we could try next. You know, he's loving the Wheeler Dealer image that he has now. The fact of the matter is, the first pick he made, I thought was excellent. It was great. He
I
got
a
potential top 15, top 10 talent in the first round, a kid Campbell from Alabama, football factory. He moved up one spot to get him. Great. After that, really? You know what he did after that? Quantity over quality. He just kept trading down. He traded down four times during the rest of the draft to accumulate more picks. So he ended up with 10 this year, 12 next year. But I don't have to tell you this. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks. Roll the dice. Once in a while, you get a great player. Most of the time, you might get a serviceable one. If that, no, I don't. I didn't see anything after that that dazzled me in any way. And frankly, I would have rather go up and get quality than go down and get quantity. I don't think it was that great.
Great take here. And I'll ask you this. Boy, they've been making money moves the entire offseason. I mean, the shitty free agents they signed, the moving down, the massive, then caring about 26 in the future, because that's all they talk about are the future guys potentially here. Look, they spend money. They do spend money, but is it my observation here? But everything has been cost-cutting from the guys they let loose to how they picked in this draft, where they were in this draft, maybe because of the fact they were at the bottom because they had success here, but they didn't address tight end at all. What are they doing with Goddard now? I mean that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is the sacrilege of this offseason. It's the way they have treated Dallas Goedert, right? Dallas Goedert is a main target, an excellent weapon. He's been there 7 years. He's done a terrific job.
And led the Eagles, Angelo, in catches in the postseason.
Yeah. Class guy. He has been ignored by inept play callers like Brian Johnson last year. Totally ignored for games. Didn't even get a ball thrown to him. Never made a peep. Never said anything. You get to the year before his contract runs out, $14 million a year, and all of a sudden the Eagles are dangling him out there. And Howie, so I'm going, come on, reel this in a little bit. This guy is a tremendous, you talk about loyalty, you talk about team. And then when a guy gets to a place where you don't consider his salary advantageous, you discard him like yesterday's trash. Get up there and say something, at least lie to me. Do something, Howie. Howie comes out and he goes, they get to ask about Dallas Goedert directly after the draft. And Howie goes, as of now, he's a member of the team. And that's all I'm going to say about it. What? You just said he caught more balls than anybody in the postseason.
He said on Saturday. He said on Saturday too, Angelo, it was peculiar. He goes, look, he's a really good player. We really like him, but where we are, we're not there right now. It makes me think that Dallas Goedert, hey, man, he wants a new contract here, and he's not coming back for a pay cut. And I think the Eagles, I mean, they're telling you, they signed this Harrison Bryant guy and some of these other guys who are, they're serviceable. They're guys. Yeah. They're just dudes. Yeah. And they didn't address it in the draft. I'm like, okay, are you really thinking he's going to take a pay cut to stay when the guy in Arizona just got $20 million a year? He's not going to do that.
Dan, this is the myth too. Oh, he's not going to show up. He's in the final year of his contract. Where's he going?
Nowhere.
By the first game of the season, he's getting his ass in to collect his $14 million this year.
That's right.
Nobody's stop being afraid of the final year of a contract. And the truth is, he's still better than anybody you're going to end up with there. Are you trying to win in 2025 or aren't you? That's the real question that I've had the whole offseason. Because all those trading out of the Browns and all that stuff to get 12 picks next year, that's about 2026. That's not about 2025. So are you saying, look, we got killer schedule. We played 20 games. We got beat up. It's going to be a hard year to come back from this year. We got all this other stuff. Why don't we just, you know, take a breath here and rebuild for 2027? That's the way I look at what they've been doing in this offseason. To let five starters and seven major contributors off the defense and bring in kids to try to fix it in most of the cases. It's not going to work, all right? Kids need time. They're not going to be good right away.
You're right, because Milton Williams took 3 years to get where he needed to be, and so did Josh Sweat take about 3-4 years. So for you, the offseason for the Eagles has been what?
It's been incredibly disappointing because it's Howie made a statement. I know exactly. I can read his mind. I've covered him for so long, Dan. In 18, after they won the championship, he kept almost the whole roster intact. And a lot of it was out of sentiment. They won a championship, our first Super Bowl ever. I don't want these guys to leave. So he re-signed him. He maxed out his cap. He juggled contracts. He did what they always did. This time around, he said it right after the season. We're not going to do that again. We are going to worry about the following season and the season after that as much as we're going to worry about the year after we win the Super Bowl. And that's the way he has conducted the offseason the whole time. And what I say is, it's really hard to have the best roster in the league. And you just had it. I wouldn't squander it. I wouldn't. It's too hard to get there. And they have squandered it. And that's why all the undaunted by my horrible predictions a year ago. Undaunted, Dan. This is a mistake. And all the people that are kissing Howie's ass right now, by the end of this season, they're not going to be. They're going to be turning back around and being Philadelphia media types and going, what the hell was Howie thinking?
How about the stuff here now? And okay. And I happen to agree with you. I think because Philly, I've learned one thing about Philly in the last 4 years. Hey, man, there's no gray area. You're either my boy or I'm on you. And that's just the way it is here. Could that be also a little precursor to Sirianni here and why this contract of so-called, because he's going into a final contract right now and it's April 28th. And I ain't heard anything about this guy's contract here. No. I mean, I'm sure they'll get something done here, but
I hope not. I hope not. Dan, that is my one last hope for this disappointing offseason, that they will treat Sirianni no better than they're treating Goddard. They will let him go into his last year so that he could show them that the brains of the offense in that last year was not Nick Sirianni. It's a guy who has left the team. And the brains of the defense is Fangio, and you took away his players. And it's not going to be pretty this year. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not. I am not saying five wins. All right. They'll have five wins. But I'm saying, no, they're not going to get a sniff of what they got last season. So we're just going to have to deal with it again because the Eagles are afraid they don't want to mortgage their future. And it's a mistake. And it's very, it's, you know, I just hope Sirianni, they see Sirianni for what he is, which is a guy who has just lucked into the greatest thing that could ever happen. And he's actually not nearly the coach that they think he is. And let him go through it. Who's, you think there's a big bidding war going on to get Nick Sirianni if he becomes a free agent next year? You no. think they're all lining up to get Sirianni in there?
No. No.
So just let them go into the last year. Do to him what you're doing to Goddard. Because honestly, Goddard is a better tight end than Sirianni is a coach. I can tell you that.
Hey, look, I got to circle back on one last thing because I got to tell you what's going on. I know that, you know, you and your super social media skills that that here's, you have.
Oh, here's the mouse. This is the thing that kept me off the effort.
Hey, I know that you're like a suave guy on social media. I got to tell you, Saquon Barkley's getting murdered right now.
Well,
by the Philly media.
Yeah. People who comment on social media tend to be morons. Keep that in mind. Read the comments they make and then ask yourself a simple question. Would I like to have dinner with that person tonight? No. Because I'm pretty sure the answer is going to be no for 99% of them. It's why I am not on social media. Was on only briefly. Some guys took over my name on Twitter or Z or X or whatever.
That's not but you. Okay.
That's all not right. me. I am not. That's some
you
other
get
guy.
You get tagged. People tag
it's
you.
Not on me.
On my Twitter, and they go, look what Angelo said. I go,
no.
Yeah, I don't think Angelo's sitting around.
He didn't say anything.
I don't think Angelo's sitting around eating pasta fazool talking about the Eagle wide receivers.
There's two places you could find out Instagram. What I said. One's on Instagram. My blog. And one's with Dan Cilio. That's it. Otherwise, I got nothing to say.
What's the big story on the blog right now?
The big story on the blog is that Howie Roseman is taking 2025 off. And he is basically saying it's more important to me that I prepare for the future 26, 27, 28 than it is that I worry about 25. That's what the story is. And then I tackle the Goddard thing because it was terrible with how they are not treating him with the respect he has earned. And I talk about Sanders and the fact that Sanders has an idiot for his father, for a father.
Hey, I got to leave you with this here. You see your boy Josh Harris got that stadium at RFK?
he got Washington to pay $1.1 billion, Dan. To help him build a stadium. He has a net worth of $11 billion, and he's not footing the whole bill for his new stadium.
Yep.
That is, that man is evil. He's evil. But I think, you know, he should come out tomorrow and say, you know, maybe I should put that stadium in Chinatown. Maybe that'll work. I didn't do the arena. Maybe I'll give them Chinatown.
Look, the NFL kicks in $300 million for new stadiums, and they got the area of D.C. to kick in 1.2. Yeah. He doesn't have to kick in anything because he'll raise bonds, and he'll do that when it comes to raising money for that stadium. Let me sneak one more in on you here. So when Jeffrey Lurie goes, so you don't think this whole thing here and the Eagle fan base, in your opinion, you don't think them and the quarterback not going to the White House and that not happening when Lurie goes and asks for retrofitting and asks for Republicans to vote when it comes to retrofitting because he wants to put a dome on it, that that's not going to be brought up?
I'm not positive I know your question.
Okay, what I'm saying is that half the fan base right now, because of the political politics of the way the media is now in Philly, is now trying to alienate Jalen Hurts by saying, great job, super job, you don't go to MAGA, you don't go to the White House. And again, like you said, as a player, those guys are looking around going, I came for the hamburgers. But the media is going to put that and pigeonhole that, which in my opinion is going to inflame half of that fan base, which is Republican.
Dan, this is an area of maybe the only area of my expertise. What's important to the fans of Philadelphia? I spent a lot. All right. And let me just say right now, this will have absolutely zero effect
on next season
or the perception of the ownership or the perception of the quarterback or the running back or anyone else. By the time they play their first game of the season, this will never come up one time in the whole year. I am somebody who built his reputation on turning nothing into something. And I wouldn't touch this one. All right. This one is so ridiculous that if you're going to tell, you'll get all the people on both sides of the political spectrum to tell you how horrible the other side. The fact of the matter is, when it comes to the football game, the last thing any real football fan wants to know about is the politics. It will not matter in the city of Philadelphia. This is one thing I've said on your show that I'm positive. I'm positive. This is my hope. This is all I really know is this. It's meaningless. It's nothing. Zero.
Hey, Angelo, I'm sitting in the stands. I'm getting ready to sit down. I got my hamburger and I got my beer, and I'm going, hey, you're Republican? Let me get the hell out of here. So that's not going to roll. No. That doesn't work here at the 700 level.
This is a great late April, early May story to keep football in play when there's really not that. I mean, you had the draft, but, you know, this is a little juicier because the draft is kind of boring. This is utterly meaningless. It means nothing. It's much ado about nothing. I assure, I'm positive on that.
I'm taking your word. I am taking the Godfather's word here. Yep. Make sure you check Angelo's blog out. I do. He's ripping into the organization for the treatment of Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
The lame ass offseason of Howie Roseman. He's not retooled the team. And I'm assuming we're going to get a little better than 5 picks this coming September when we go for 2025. And last one here, you've taken, or Howie's taken, the 2025 season off. Is that right?
Yeah, he's really not prioritizing it. And after you win a Super Bowl, you should prioritize it. You got a great team. Keep it. What are you doing? Absolutely.
Angelo, thank you. By the way, Howard said to say hi, and he said, everything I'm telling you here, he'll say the opposite of.
Well, yeah, probably so, but that's why I lasted longer than him in prime time. You know what I'm saying? I was right more often, but not always. There's the mouse. There's the mouse.
Angelo, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
See you, Dan.
Thank you very much. That's why I lasted longer. Oh, we get the fireworks here, man. Oh, yeah. Yep. Nothing for me. Hold on here. Let me get a swig. That's why I lasted longer. Oh, wait. I'm getting taxed. God forbid. Let me guess. Let me see here. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a new one. Xander's coming. Cub looking for a link. Should we bring him on instead he emailed me. Xander, what do you want to do, Xander? Do you want to push him till tomorrow or do you want to bring him on? I'm leaving it up to you. What you want to do. You want to get G Cobb now? And if you want, at 40, if you have time, we could do you at 40 if you want. He's not going to be on. I'll keep him to 10 minutes. We're producing on the fly here. How about we do this, Xander? Let's put him on for, let's get him on for 10 minutes, and then you close the show up with me, all right? Let's do that, if you can. Yeah, so we'll get G-Cobb on. We might as well get everybody, the entire voice of everybody on here. Then we'll get Xander on. Hey, I love everybody's opinion. You see what we do here? It is unlike any other show. Gary Cobb's going to join us. Then I am putting Xander on to get his take on the draft for sure. Okay? I saw somebody. We don't brush Big Z off. What are you kidding me? Shit, this guy gets better views than what Ice Cube does. Let's get G Cobb on. I'm pushing Xander around here. So wait a minute. He's chopped liver. I'm sorry, you know, we